Wag with Sister Bang Bang. Oh my goodness, it's all too much. Whatever next? Welcome along to Chinwag with that painted whore, Sister Bang Bang.
Stand by for lots of malicious gossip and wicked chit chat.
What's more?
Malicious gossip and wicked chit chat. Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
Well, hello and welcome to Chinwag. Yes, Sister Bang Bang here with another fabulous edition. And joining me on this particular episode is somebody who I've been trying to get in front of my microphone for a very, very long time, and which is always asleep all the time. She's like a little baby mouse. I've managed to track her down. It is the Licorice Black.
Hi. I'd prefer to say probably more of a badger than a mouse. But yes, I am always asleep or eating. So it's hard to, you know, catch me when my mouth isn't full.
And we'll find out more about that later on in the programme. I know, it's great because I've seen you so many times out with the Family Gorgeous, yes. Especially Cha Cha Boudoir. So we kind of know each other, don't we?
We do. I've never met her before, but she keeps on stalking me. A restraining order has not helped. We share a likeness. We love of white face. We do love a bit of the white paint across the face. And yeah, we do use the usual haunts in the village of Cha Cha and any establishment that will serve us an alcoholic beverage.
I have to say, though, you do white face far better than me. It's so beautiful, your white face.
Oh, you charm me. No.
I told you that tenner would work.
I know. That tenner and a pack of polos.
Yes, absolutely. Right, now, as we always do on Chinwag, I like to find out about the person next to me. So, can I take you back? Licorice. Can I take you back?
Oh, and how far?
As far as you can possibly remember, to baby licorice.
Oh.
To baby licorice.
Yes.
Where was baby licorice born? What was mummy and daddy like?
Baby licorice was born on a small island in the Hebrides. I don't know where the Hebrides is. I've just made that up.
Hebrides is in the Hebrides.
I still don't know where that is. I did geography in college, but it clearly didn't affect me much. I think I just chose it because I quite like the teacher. I kind of had my eye on the teacher, but that's another story.
Hebrides is waves arm in a flappy way into the distance.
Okay. I think licorice is about to celebrate its fourth birthday. Is it fourth or fifth? I think it's fourth. Yeah, official birthday. Licorice has been floating around a bit longer than that, but as an official, state birthday, it'll be 4 years this year. And it kind of started in the Club Night Bollocks, which used to be in Legends, and then moved around to various established ones. As I started, it wasn't about drag. It was about just creating a personality in the club. Well, inverted brackets, personality, because I was quite shy. So I was like, oh, I want something that people remember me by. So I used to do this thing where I had black eyes, just wear eyeliner, and then I had veils, and then I wore top hats, and, just strange things like that. And then slowly evolved to be a bit more black and white makeup and a bit more club kiddie. And then eventually evolved through Cha-Cha. When Cha-Cha came along, I slowly evolved a bit more into drag-wise and started to wear corsets and a brassiere and heels and, things like that. Now I am a black and white film star from the era's gone by, who she never really made it onto the films, but she's still trying. She's still hoping for that, that director will spot her and make her a star.
You sort of, I don't know, cross between like a Morticia Adams and Elvira.
Yes, I will take that. I will take that and put that on my gravestone.
She Elvira'd Elvira.
I Elvira'd Elvira, yes. I just wish I had her bustier.
Well, you could. You just need to do an awful lot of stuffing.
Yes, stuffing, probably, you know, I think that's the reason behind me eating a brownie. So I'm trying to build up a bit more mass for a nice brassiere.
But years before that, when we take you back to the person behind licorice.
And the mask.
Have to be careful of that, because Cheddar doesn't like the use of saying behind
Cheddar could not like it, but I like the word mask.
Oh.
I like it. I'm sorry I said that, Mama, but, you know, I went there. I like it. It is a mask. It's a mask that I can peel off and put on whenever I like.
It would be so handy if it was like that, wouldn't it? So it would save hours of makeup.
Save me hours of makeup. It would save me a lot of time, you know, when I get home from the club at about 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm a bit tipsy and having to try and scrape it off. You know, like take my lashes off, my contacts out and then fall asleep and wake up with a pizza stuck to my face. You know.
Oh, classy. Yeah, classy. So what were you like though as a little kid when you were sort of growing up at home?
I was a strange child, to be honest.
Ooh, tell us more.
Yeah, I kind of was a bit, I don't know, I kind of went through phases of being like, I kind of, you know, that's the thing where I was a bit like shy, but then at the same time would be a bit outgoing and I kind of never really found what I wanted to be. So I wasn't like, you know, played in a band and I went to swimming and so I had these things, but I was never, you know, like you always had the kids that play football, so the sporty kids. Then you had, you know, you had the different types of people at school. But I kind of never really, I used to always have my fingers in different pies. So I kind of never used to be settled.
How old were you around this time?
Probably from the ages of like 6 to 13.
Right.
I was a bit of a nomad. And then from like, as I started to get to like a teenager, kind of like found my way a bit more, went into like, hung out in the art class and did silly things like my friend had bleached blonde hair and we used to felt tip colour her hair, different colours, you know, so like one day we'd come in and be like, oh, what colour are we going to felt tip it today? And, you know, just silly things like that.
You're doing makeup even back then.
Exactly. But I never was interested in things like makeup. That was never something that I wanted to go down. I was, you know, just like, I was interested in art, but it was never myself art. I was always putting it onto a canvas or a sculpture or something like that. I was always the person behind it rather than, I'd like to make it and then run away from it and let somebody look at it. But then slowly I kind of evolved to be like, oh, well, actually, you know, if my things are going to get attention, I want to be there. So I think that's how it evolved.
You're a spotlight whore.
Exactly. I got attention seeking. I think I've deprived of it for a while. I think that's most drag queens. We are attention seekers, really. Like, let's not be around the bush. We love the limelight, no matter what we say. We may, you know, try and be modest, but no, we're all a big attention-seeking.
Well, you don't
like sisters, aren't you? You don't dress like that not to be noticed.
Exactly. You know, I just want to be a little librarian and blending in.
Strangely enough, is that we're actually sat in the library cafe today in the middle of Manchester, aren't we?
I'm feeling, you know, I'm going to go read some books. I can learn some things about Manchester history. There's a strange honky noise which keeps on going off and I can't work out what it is.
It's over there. It's like a bike, an old-fashioned bike horn. Yes. Yes, it's not dubbed on afterwards.
I thought someone was just trying to get my attention. Like,
what, blowing their horn at you?
Yeah.
Matron.
Isn't that how everyone else does it? I just go around town honking at people.
No, they do it with these apps, you know, apps on your phone, yeah.
Oh, is that what the young kids have got nowadays, apps? Oh, I don't know about that. No.
There's all sorts of, you know, like splash it and scrap it and scruff it and all that sort of thing.
And Judge Grinder is whatever it's called.
Yes. Now, what was family like? What was the family that was around you when you were young?
I had a really normal family.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know, like, I'm sorry I haven't got a tale of strangeness, but no, my, like, mum and dad, lovely, got a sister who's very similar looking to me, who's actually been to a club night and been out with me in drag, which was quite strange because it was like having me out of drag next to me in drag, because she looks very, very similar to me, because right. we both have long hair, and whereas she's a smaller, prettier version of me, unfortunately.
A butcher, probably.
I wish I were a slightly butcher, you know, it doesn't take much, to be honest. We used to take it in turns to be, to one of us was the fat one. I'm the current fatter one of, we're hardly, you know, we're not, neither of us are big, but we used to swap round. So whenever she was big, I was slim. Whenever she was slim, I was big. So I'm waiting for her to fatten up now.
Well, as you say, though, I mean, you know, turn sideways, you'd slip down a grid, you, wouldn't you?
Yes, but that just shows how slim she is. She's, right. She's a petite little thing, and...
You're now but a drink of water, you two.
I see, this is something people don't get. I'm actually from Manchester. I am probably one of the only queens who is a Manchester queen who is actually from Manchester. Born and bred, was born in Manchester Royal Infirmary. So I am, you know, cut me in half, I've got Manchester written in the middle of me, but I have the accent of a BBC presenter from, like, somewhere strange, I don't know. I don't have that proper, what people perceive as a Manchester accent.
Now, you see, that's another thing we've got in common, Licky. Yeah. You and me both were born in the middle of Manchester.
Hey, yeah. Oh my Lord, thank God I found someone else.
We're kind of like the Mancunian equivalent of a Cockney.
Way! Oh my God, we I feel like I found my partner in crime now.
Not that it will mean an awful lot to, you know, listeners outside of Manchester, but I was born opposite the Palace Theatre when that hospital used to be there.
No way! There used to be a hospital there?
Yeah, that was St Mary's.
Oh my Lord, all that is going back now, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
Well, to be fair, the hospital I was born in has been knocked down as well, so I'm feeling my age now as well. You're terribly, terribly, I'm merely, you know, mere age of 58.
So we're real Manx. Actually, the proper phrase is Mancunian.
Mancunians, yes, which I, an American friend I chat to likes to tell me, you know, what a Mancunian thinks. He asks me questions at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, like what? I sound quite like that.
It's quite, well, it's usually because I'm usually up at that time because I don't sleep. I'm like a bat. And so he'll message me, be like, oh, what's a Mancunian, you know, delicacy? So I was like, oh, like a chip balm's quite... It's like, what the... Like, the hell's a balm? Can I swear on it?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck's a chip balm? So, sorry, I've got a terrible potty mouth. I don't know where I got it from. My mother. Sorry.
What, your drag mother?
No, my actual mother. Mm. Oh, if you cross her in a car, I'll say that one thing. When she's behind the wheel of a car, ooh, you would not cross that woman. I've seen her, like, lean out of a window and, you know, try to seek revenge upon a car who cut her up once. It was... Yeah, she once took a woman's wig off. She's quite...
It's a good job she had a wig on her, though. She'd have been scalped.
She's quite a formidable character, my mum, really. I think I get quite a bit of inspiration from her. She's a lovely, quiet... Not quiet, but... she's lovely, you know, she'll bake cakes and all that, and she's, you know, very lovely and sweet, and, you know, but then do not cross her. She's a proper, like, she's from Gorton, which is, like, South Manchester, not too far from the city centre, and, yeah, I wouldn't mess with her. She's probably the one person in the world that I would not cross, ever.
It's almost that makes me think that this mild, placid, lovely, smiley, licorice black has got hidden depths here.
I do have a slight streak. I've got, ask my flatmate, she'll tell you.
Ooh.
I have a darker side, but it's...
Well, in more ways than one, really.
Well, yes, of course.
Well, we're going to hear more from my special guest, Licorice Bag. This is Chinwag with myself, Sister Bang Bang.
Hey, yes, you! You want to find out more about the Manchester Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, don't you? The history, how to join us, and hundreds of hints and tips for a good night out. Well, not hundreds, but certainly quite a few. So, kids, stop obsessing about Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for one moment and get on over to www.themanchestersisters.org to find out about me and the other fabulous sisters. It's as simple as that. www.themanchestersisters.org.
Mwah. Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
And this episode, of course, is with my very special guest, Licorice Black, who is what you could call a monotone queen, really. It is monotone. It is just monochrome. Black and monochrome.
Monotone is my voice.
Oh.
I am monotone.
I stand corrected.
I know. I do have quite a drawly voice, which I can't help. Some people kind of do kind of poke me, fun of me for that, but I think it's just my campery. You know.
Part of your deep campery.
It is. It's like I kind of, you know, deeply aspire to have a, you know, a raspy voice, like, come here. Yeah.
Now, you were mentioning before about how you've got a friend in America who, you know, sort of rings up or sends you messages. Strangely enough, I was talking to Sister Indica, one of my lovely, gorgeous, close, dear sister friends. Can't get any more.
Hello, sister. How are you?
And she's saying that when watching episodes of Ab Fab,
yes,
she can only get sort of like one or two thirds of the actual language because she doesn't understand the rest, which actually came as a total surprise to me because we're kind of so used to that sort of language. So what are more things that your American friend asks you to do with being a Mancunian from Manchester?
Oh, there's certain things we say, which, you know... off the top of my head. Let me find my phone. I'm going to find my phone and I'm going to quickly look for it. But there's things, you know, that I just take for granted, like balm is, you know, means a bread sandwich.
Yeah, balm is sort of circular bread, but which is sliced.
Oven bottom loaf sort of thing.
It's quite boring on its own, isn't it?
Oh, but
you need sausages in and bacon.
Or egg.
Yeah, runny egg.
Oh. Or a runny egg in a balm. Oh, that sounds lovely, that is.
With tomato ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Or brown sauce. Oh, I don't mind a bit of brown sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, in my old age, I kind of... I've cultured out, you see. Cultured out. That's another thing, living with somebody from Norwich. She's infused mustard upon my life.
Oh, English mustard as well.
English mustard, yeah.
The strong stuff, that really kicks you.
Her mother worked in a mustard factory and she actually turned yellow for a short period of time. Well, not quite Simpson yellow, but you know what I mean? Like her hands were a bit yellow. Like a bad smoker. Mm. I don't know if she is a smoker. I think she is a bad smoker as well, probably. But if she's anything like my flatmate, sorry, Madison.
So that's going, balm. We went off on a tangent on balm now because looking at what your friend has asked you.
Yes, I'm looking through now because I've got the memory of a sieve. Absolute memory of a sieve. There he is. I found him now. So let me find something he's asked me. So the other day he was asking me about balms or... I said like a pie, you know, a Wigan kebab. That's like a pie balm. And he was like, he still don't understand.
So
I was like,
oh, Wigan. So Wigan is a place north Manchester.
North Manchester, yes. Yeah. And they have a pie, which is a pastry with filling on a balm cake. So it's a pie sandwich, basically. That was quite an interesting one, I said to them. Why can't I think of anything now? I can't think of anything Mancunian.
But it's funny how we're sort of not necessarily Mancunian, but sort of English stroke American versions. Such as, I mean, Fanny is the famous one, isn't it?
Yeah, Fanny. Oh, that is a terrible one.
Yeah.
Fanny, yeah.
You don't get that mixed up over here, do you?
Oh, no. Everyone's been talking about, like, saying Trump, because Trump in Britain means a fart. So
it tends to be what little kids use, isn't it? It's a very playful word for fart, but ultimately, you know, if you say, "Oh, have you just trumped?" You know, it's a comical way, and we're both smiling
at it. Very
Benny
Hill. Very Benny Hill.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So you know, you can imagine if you're listening in America, the fun that we have had over the last couple of years since Trump came, a big Trump came on the scene.
Yes.
Yeah, there's another one.
A big awful. awful Trump. It has created a horrible stench across America and spreading out across the world now, unfortunately.
Oh dear, I don't think we've heard the last of this particular Trump sounding.
We've got so political so fast, I can't believe it.
I know, we need to withdraw, haven't we?
Withdraw.
So let's go back. Where were we? Oh yeah, so yeah, you were saying about 13 hours ago about your mother being a harridan behind the car wheel. You wouldn't cross. What about your dad? What was he like?
Oh, my dad. It was actually my dad's birthday yesterday. He was 65. Sorry to tell your age out, but nobody will know him, so it's fine. He's a very placid man, a very like kind of quiet, calm, very quiet natured, and not very, very opposite to me. I'm quite a bit more out there, and whereas he's more, so he keeps to himself, but he's a rugby player.
Oh,
this is one of the fun things. So he was a really good rugby player, and you know, I think ideally he would have loved to have done pro and you know, gone for big teams. And I think
would he love to have sought to have followed in his footsteps?
Yes, unfortunately, he did try, and because we're part Welsh, we obviously I still support rugby though. This is a fun thing that people don't get. I mean,
somebody's phone going off there.
I don't know who would do such a thing. I'm a Welsh rugby supporter, which is quite fun. I quite like to watch a little bit of rugby occasionally. He wanted me, and he used to take me down to the park, and would try to get me to play. But I'm not that natured. I don't have that aggression in me to go out and...
Maybe you could just help them out in the shower afterwards.
Well, that's it. I've offered my support to the Spartans, which is the local Manchester gay village team, and I've offered my support of being a cheerleader for them. Mm-hmm. And if any of them need after sport massages, I will more than happy to help them out.
It's probably the reason why you've not managed to do that yet is there's a rather large big queue for people who want to do that.
Because I'm a queue jumper.
Well, you're good at that.
I don't wait in queues. We don't queue. This is the Family Gorgeous motto. We have... I actually translated in Latin a while ago, but I need to find, as I lost, we don't queue and we don't pay. These are the two things that we say.
Now, just to clear, because obviously not everybody will know who the Family Gorgeous are. We will be coming to Family Gorgeous, but you are part of a troupe, aren't you?
A troupe, a gang, some vagabonds, you know. Imagine like...
Dragabonds.
Dragabonds. Imagine like, you know, the 1920s New York when there was like little gangs of kids roaming the streets. That was basically us. Very Bugsy Malone.
Right.
Yes. Causing chaos, you know.
Yeah, and you do.
Holding up news agents, you know.
Yeah. Stopping buses by lying down in the streets sort of thing.
Lying down in the streets, holding up banks with baseball bats and lipsticks.
You painted a great picture here. It's very, very accurate. We will come to it. It's a Family Gorgeous. What about you? You mentioned your sister and that she's come out with you. So you've got quite a nice little family unit here, haven't you?
We do. We do the four of us. We're quite normal. Really normal. Like, I'm sort of not the black sheep of the family, but I'm the
monochrome sheep.
Yeah, I'm that sheep that escaped the farm and was like playing in the chicken coop instead, you know. But one side of my family are quite theatrical, the other side are quite straight laced and, you know, have like lawyers and teachers and doctors and that sort of thing in them. So I think my grandma doesn't really know about what I do, but
I was just wondering the next question. What was that? Your family's reaction when suddenly Licorice Black came full out onto the scene?
My close immediate family were very like, yeah, that's John. Just been I just gave away. I have to bleep that.
That was a pseudonym. A pseudonym.
Oh, bleep that bit out. John. Yeah, John is my my alternative name. They were like, yeah, it's just John being John. They weren't that bothered. And generally my other family as well, they're not that bothered as well. They're kind of just like, they're quite happy with what I do. And my mum and dad have been to a night I've just recently been to a night that I was hosting, so they've finally seen Licorice in action. Though I was dressed as a giant rabbit, so I did look a bit like a Playboy bunny. Which I probably don't think was quite the career path they were expecting for me, you know. Either,
But they're okay with it.
Oh, yeah, they're okay with it. And they're all like, well, sometimes it's. Well, my mum loves showing pictures of me to everyone. Literally, she'll be like, I see people who I've not seen for years. And they'd be like, oh, my mum showed you, your mum showed me pictures of you. Oh, I love the stuff. And I'm like, bloody hell, mum. Like, she'll be like,
proud of you.
She's proud of me. And it's kind of embarrassing. I wanted her to be a bit more like. Shameful and you know, at least give me something to rebel against, but no, it's like oh she loves it. So I'm quite very lucky in that sense.
Yes
very very lucky to have that that around me,
that positivity strength.
Yeah it's kind of made it kind of a bit easier.
Okay, so moving on just into school, I was fascinated to know what somebody like Licorice Black, who we know, we love, we adore, love nicking, love to nick makeup tips from.
Of course.
What were you like at school? What sort of things did you love at school? What things did you hate at school?
I love just, I don't know, I kind of kept myself to myself a bit, really.
I bet you were in the art room all the time.
I was in the art room, spent a lot of time in the art room, eating Special K, because for some weird reason, I spent 2 years eating Special K as a food source. It was quite a good way to lose weight, but probably not the healthiest way. I spent a lot of time in like the music and drama department, even though I didn't really do that much drama. I was involved in like the shows at school, and I was in the band and in the choir, and wasn't heavy in sports, as you can probably guess. I once spent a year off sports because I tripped over in a PE lesson, and I tore a ligament in my leg, and then managed to get a year off PE using this doctor's note. And then after a year, the teacher was a bit like, are you sure your leg's not healed by now? To which I was a bit disappointed, having to go back to having to play sports and football and things like that.
So you were a good actor back then?
I wasn't a good actor back
then. Well, you did if you managed to get a year out on just a torn ligament.
I was a good con artist, but I wasn't a good actor. No, I was terrible. I still am, to be honest with you. I'm not the best at acting. I always wanted to be good, but I wasn't very, you know, I think I was appeased a bit more. I think I always wanted to be a more of a theatrical person than I actually am, really. So that's why I kind of took a sidestep, and I was never a good dancer, and actually my singing voice isn't very good, hence why I don't do live singing now, thankfully, for all your ears.
You could always do something really low down, you know, it's sort of the kids sort of thing.
Marlene Dietrich, falling in love again. What am I to do?
Lena Gans Dalam Post Corner of the Sheets.
I said, I've got a lamppost attached to my Mac. Which I quite like as the Lily Savage version of Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah.
History. in round it all up, I was a theatrically arty kid who quite liked being in the library and things like that, but I never really... I was quite tall.
Well, he's quite tall now.
I'm still tall, but I mean...
You're not reduced into that.
But I seemed to shoot up at about 13, and then basically I waited for everyone else to catch me up.
Hurry up.
So I was always quite a presence, as in the sense of being quite a big person, but I wasn't too standouty. I don't think, anyway. I've probably asked that from other people. I've kind of shut off a lot of memories back then.
Oh, wasn't it that bad for you, Licky?
They were just a bit boring, really.
Oh, right, it's boring. You just shut them off because of
that. I didn't really have a very exciting... You know, I didn't really do anything too
exciting. You don't mind me calling you Licky, do you?
Oh, you can call me Licky. I always say to people, you can call me what you want, as long as it is not... why is it people used to call me? People used to mistake me for somebody. I can't remember who it is now, but some people used to always call me a name, and then they used to be like, I'm not that person.
I just can't remember now. It's because it's that bad a memory.
It's that bad a memory. I've had counselling for it. I've got to admit, I'm quite a forgetful person. So
I'm Bang Bang, by the way. Sister Bang Bang.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice. Oh, thanks for joining us on Chinwag.
I literally am. I think years of alcohol abuse have paid its toll on my poor little frazzled brain. I know. Too many whiskies. That's what it is. Well, I've made up for it in the short period of time.
So are you now ready to play Bang Bang's Quick Six?
Oh, go on then. Go on.
Right, stand by.
Hi, friends. It's Sister Indica, your homegirl for life. Not only am I gorgeous, not only am I a sister of perpetual indulgence, but I'm also host of the podcast Joy Bomb. I rant and rave about pop culture, politics, music, TV, and more. I interview all sorts of interesting people and play underground music you probably don't know but should. So what's stopping you? Subscribe on iTunes. Joy Bomb. If it's good enough for Sister Bang Bang, it's good enough for you.
Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
It is Chinwag with my very special guest today, Licorice Black, and, ready to play Bang Bang's Quiz 6.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
It is. It's going to make you crazy with desire. What it is, 6 quick questions. The answers could go on ad infinitum. That means a long time. I'm going to give you 6 either-ors, okay?
Yeah.
The only rule is you're not allowed to ask for more details. You've just got to interpret these how they come into your pretty little brain.
Okay. Shoot.
Here we go. Number 1. Heaven or hell?
Definitely hell. Oh yes. It's going to be nice and warm and toasty, and all my friends are going to be down there. You know, all the terrible, terrible people. But who wants to go to heaven? Oh God, it's going to be terribly boring.
Yeah, but at least it'll fit in with your colour scheme.
Oh no, I'm sure the devil would.
There's a lot of reds down there, though, isn't there?
Well, there is, but it means I stand out. So I'd seep into a cloud and somebody'd stand on me.
You'd make it into a thundercloud, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. Oh, that maybe possibly has changed my answer now, because I'd love to be a thundercloud. You know, big bolts of lightning coming out of me. Ooh. But then at the same time, I quite like the aesthetic of hell. It's, you know, big fork and devil horns. I think that's probably more where I'm going to be. You know, I'm not a smoker, but I like the idea of sitting there smoking away and
just a whole body like Fenella Fielding and carry on screaming.
Yes, definitely Fenella Fielding and carry on screaming, which is actually stolen from the Addams Family, the original TV show Addams Family.
Right.
Morticia Addams does that. She smokes and she goes, "Mind if I smoke?" And she goes, "Ooh," but. If you've not seen that, listeners, watch Carry On Screaming. It is one of the most brilliant films. I suggested it to Peaches Christ recently, and it is so camp, so British, and it's like a homage to that sort of Hammer horror, slightly camp, but beautifully made, and Fenella Fielding is the most gorgeous in it, in this red velvet dress. Oh. Goals.
She just plays the total vamp, doesn't she?
She is a vamp. And that's what I am. I'm a total vamp. And vamp and a tramp.
You're sort of like Fenella Fielding's offspring, aren't you? She's given birth to you, Licorice Black.
I hope so. I hope she's actually my real mother. And I'm just slowly trying to find her. I'm a birth child of Elvira, Fenella Fielding, Marlena Dietrich,
and Morticia. I'm surprised that somebody's so young knowing so much about Marlena Dietrich.
I'm quite an old soul. I do, and my flatmate does actually believe that I am about a 70-year-old woman living in a, 20-odd-year-old body.
Right.
I have this love of old things like the Carry On films and
Lily Savage,
classic British comedies. So you've got Keeping Up Appearances and I Been Served and Dad's Army, all these old things. I think I get a lot of influences.
I can tell you some good stories about Lily Savage, but we'll do that when we're not recording.
Oh, Lily Savage. Oh, I once had a dream. I've had a few dreams where I meet celebrities. And I don't meet that many celebrities, and I rarely get starstruck. But I once had a dream that I met Lily Savage. She was in Panto in this dream, and I met Lily Savage. And this is me as a small child. This wasn't like recently. This was me as like about 8 years old, having a dream that I met Lily Savage, and that to me was the pinnacle of fabulousness. So I think from an early age, I knew really this is my direction that I was going to fall into.
Yes, you were channeling her back then. All right, so question number two in Bang Bang's Quick Six. Is it going to be money or fame?
Oh, that is tough. I quite like both, but obviously I can't pick both. Fame is all well.
Can't you? There's only one rule.
There's only one rule, yeah. Well, I'll give two little different answers and then I'll decide upon a final answer. So fame, I would quite like fame in the sense of I quite like the idea of being known, which is quite good at the moment. So at the moment, I'm probably more famous than wealthy, in the sense of I'm not very famous, but I'm more famous than I do have wealth to back it up, which is quite nice. It's quite nice being known and being recognised for what you're doing. But then on the other hand, I would quite like some money. I would quite like to have lots of money to be able to buy a nice little house, and I'm not one for much sparkly. I like sparkly things, but I don't like expensive things. So I would quite like money, though. It would be nice to like live in a gorgeous boudoir-y house and not have to worry about it, and just be able to buy jewellery when I need jewellery. And
would it be decorated out in monochrome colours? Well,
no.
Monochrome.
No, surprisingly enough, I actually quite like to be surrounded by colour.
Which is,
I do have a lot of black and white things in my house, but I do like colourful things. And my image of my house when I'm older, and when I don't have a rented flat, is I want, like, you know, blue walls, like deep blue walls and reds and, you know.
Well, it'll make yous really pink then, won't it?
Well, exactly. Otherwise, they'll just seep into the background. So I still can't choose. This is a difficult one. Oh, you've really got me there, Bang Bang. Got me between a rock and a hard place. I'm going to say money.
Okay.
Yes, because I'm a capitalist. You know, I love the monies. This is something my flatmate always says about me. She always says, you love money. Because when I get paid, I usually keep it for a long time. I sort of stack it up because sometimes, you know, if you're being paid, you get paid in cash or things like that. And I'm generally quite sensible with money. So I usually stock it up for a bit. And when I was saving to go to America, I'd like saved up quite a bit of money that obviously was to pay for flights and things. But then had to walk to the bank with this amount of money, which is, it was like four digits and blah, blah, blah. So I was holding my purse very close to me that day as I was toddling to the bank, hoping it wasn't the day I got mugged, to say the least.
So money on that. So, money, not fame.
Money, glamour. Money equals glamour.
Many. Right, question three. Bang, bang, school six. Question three. Bitch or butch?
Always bitch. You know, I've not got this far with
your it. Eyes narrowed when you said that. Your lips pursed.
Yeah, my shark eyes, as someone calls me. Yes, always a bitch. I didn't get this far without being a little bit of a bitch. You know, all the great people are. you know, there's nothing wrong with being butch, but I think a lot can be derived from being a bitch. A lot of, you know, not always just cutting things, but also of creative things from being a bitch. And it's sexy. Being a bitch is sexy.
You're like the sort of like Miranda Priestley out of Devil's Wears Prada type bitch.
Very. Very much, you know, or sort of a very, you know, I own 42%, very dynasty. I own 42% of this company sort of thing, you know.
A bit of Joan Collins there.
Yeah, all the bit, you know, all the great Joan Crawfords, and they're all bitches. So, yeah, they're the people that I look up to and aspire to. I'm not a modern girl of, you know, your placid, you know, celebrities like Beyonce and Britney and, you know, those people. I want bitches. I want Joan Crawfords, Joan Collinses, you know.
Bette Davises.
Yeah, they're the people that, you know, you want. You want them to slap you and tell you that you, you know, go fetch me a latte sort of thing.
Now.
Yes. You know.
Not even a please, but a now.
Yeah, complete delusions of grandeur, you know. Absolute. I live in this world where, you know, I'll be toddling down to Market Street, which is the main shopping centre of Manchester, toddling down that street like I think I own the place, but really I'm shuffling along a poor little artist.
But yeah, you give that go. You're pushing out your padded shoulders for all the worth.
It's very like the ball scene and, you know, the voguing style. It's that sort of bitchiness of, like, you know, wanting to be that rich white woman, you know. So yeah, bitch. I'm a bitch. I don't know the lines to it.
I might just, you know, copy that little bit of audio out and use it in somewhere else. Okay, moving in. We're on question four now. Question four of Bang Bang's Quick Six. Half full or half empty?
Ooh, always half full, because then there's that half more waiting for you.
Well, there's half either way, in a way, isn't there?
Well, you know, always half full. There's always, yeah. You know, there's always a sunny side to it. You know, maybe a dark, moody woman, but there's always a sunny side to the dark side. You can't have a dark side without a sunny side, so I'm definitely a glass half full kind of gal. You know, there's always good things around the horizon. There's always positivity, you know. I can usually see the good in somebody, hopefully.
Well, most people, not everybody.
Most people. There are a few, can't think of the word.
Presidents,
Manchester, people. I won't name names to embarrass them.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I know. I'm taking back my little bitchiness now. Oh, yeah. No, I won't.
Definitely half full then. You're a very positive
person. I'm a positive person, you know. You know, what's the point of being down? You know, that's... You know.
Yeah, but sometimes days get you down, don't they? And you just can't...
They do, but I think they're lesser to the more positives.
I hope so.
Do you think?
Well, I suppose, yes. I'm tends to be more of an up sister than a down sister.
Yeah.
Or preferably an up and a down sister at the same time.
Well, you know, ups and downs and sides, yeah, sideways. And sideways and...
thrown over walls, yeah. That's it. It doesn't matter.
Some of it barely legal, I tell you.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. Okay, question number five now. Question number five for Bang Bang Squid Six. Mum or dad?
Oh. That one's harsh. I wasn't expecting that.
Most people find this a difficult one.
Oh. Again, like the money or fame. Different reasons. My mum, because I'm so like her and we kind of have a naughty streak together. Whereas, I think, my mum has one side of my personality and my dad has my other side. So my naughty side is saying my mum, but then my calm, nice side of me says my dad. Oh, I can't pick that one. I can't. I refuse.
Is this because you don't want to get them to fall out over you, or just genuinely there is...
Yeah, they kind of come as a package, don't they? Mm. You know, I'm lucky enough to not come from a... hate the term, but broken family. It's not the nicest of terms, I don't think. It's kind of suggests something is broken, isn't that, you know, a great thing. But I'm lucky enough to come from a, you know, my parents are still together. You know, who knows? But yeah, they kind of come as a package, really. I don't see them as a separate entity, almost. Okay. So I can't pick that one. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You are allowed to do that as well.
I can do what I want. Yeah. I'm a bitch. I can do what I want.
Now, lastly, the sixth question in Bang Bang's Quick Six. Tweed or glitter?
That's easy. Glitter.
Actually, I think it was Chadwick who said tweed.
that's Cheddar. Come on, you know, of course she's going to pick Tweed. Has to be, you know, swimming against the grain. Some shade there. No, I love him dearly, it's fine. You can say this about your family, can't you? Always glitter. But then again, I do have a few, like, tweedy. Like, I'm wearing a tweed on next Sunday. Well, ham tooth, so close enough. But, yes, glitter. We're queens. We need to sparkle, you know. We're magpies. I'm black and white. I'm virtually a magpie. I only need some feathers.
But it's so difficult to get out at times, though, isn't it, once you wear
it? But it always acts as a very good exfoliator as well. Have you ever noticed that? When you're getting glitter off, it exfoliates off you. The next day, you're gleaming. Gleaming.
You're buffed.
You've had a complete thin scrape. You know, you may look red raw for a day, but you look so much. Yeah, it always make anything glamorous. Glitter on a turd, it look, yeah, whew, fabulous. There was somebody who did that in Manchester, you know.
You put a glitter on a turd?
Yes, there was somebody called the Turd Glitterer. And I saw one. I actually saw one. And I was quite amazed because I remember seeing it on Facebook. And there was somebody going around Manchester as a form of protest, I think, at the fact that people weren't picking up their dog poop. And they were putting gold glitter and all sorts of things. The one I saw was gold anyway. Was just sprinkling glitter on the turds, which I think is quite glamorous. You know,
yeah, it's in a sort of perverse way, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, at least it was a dog, you know. If it was the other way around, if it was, you know, turds on glitter, then I think it would be less glamorous, but... Yeah. And it was, who is it? Is it James A. James who always says, you know... I'm sure it's James A. James who said this, you know, when you go out, just throw a bit of glitter on you. If you've got a hump, just throw glitter on it and go out and have a party. Mm. I think it was, I may be misquoting myself there. As I said earlier, I'm quite a forgetful person, and... probably have put the wrong wire to the wrong boxer.
Doesn't matter. At least we get the gist.
The gist, yes.
I think, I don't know, there was a sister or somebody who said last year to me, if you're not shitting glitter, you're not doing it right.
You are, which I've... Every nook and cranny has definitely had some glitter in it. I once got told off by my flatmate for finding glitter in a very intimate area. She was not happy, so I got a glitter ban for a certain amount of time.
Oh, no!
It's still slightly enforced, but I must... If I'm going to heavily glitter, I must exit the flat and do it in the hallway, as not to impose such a heavy amount of glitter upon her, in a sense. She's not a fan.
No, she'll embrace it rather than reject it.
Well, you know, there's certain areas of a woman that you do not need to get glittering in.
Well, okay, we'll have to accept that. Yeah. Do you know that Stockport, which is an area of Greater Manchester? Are you from Stockport?
Yeah, I lived in Stockport, Bredbury to be precise.
Oh, well, in the centre of Stockport, there is a shop called The Glitter Shop.
There is. I've not been for years and years.
You know of it, then?
I do know of it, and there was a fancy dress shop as well. I can't remember its name now for the life of me, but it was a brilliant fancy dress shop there. Stockport is a strange place.
It's all like glitter in these enormous great big plastic, I don't know what you call them, like flagons of glitter.
Yeah, it's such a weird and wonderful place. It sort of is a juxtaposition upon itself because it's very, very fabulous, yet at the same time very sort of like, you know, I wouldn't go out and drag in Stockport, hell no. You know, not stupid. It's bad enough when I go there just as a you know, as a boy. Like, last time I was there, somebody mistook me for a woman because, you know, that's the quality of the women in Stockport, apparently. I'm sorry to say that. I'm only joking. I love my Stockport gals. We have a hat museum.
You do? There's some bizarre things. Do you want to go down to Stockport after here and go to... Should we go and get some glitter?
We'll go get some glitter.
I need some for blessings.
Oh, yeah. We'll get glitters, hats, and we can go to the plaza to catch a show.
Right, you're on then. Before we do that, though, was Bang Bang Sweet Six okay for you?
I felt it really challenged me as a person. Mm-hmm. I feel I know myself better now, though. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. Thank you, Bang Bang, for your quick six bangs.
Hey kids, you know that every episode of Chinwag is done completely free, doesn't cost a penny or a dime, and it's just one of the many ways that we sisters try and entice you to donate money to good causes. So, if you have a few pennies to spare, please go now to our website at www.themanchestersisters.org
and just click on one of the donate buttons.
Every tiny bit helps, and we rely on your generosity. So donate now at www.themanchestersisters.org. Thank you from the bottom of our goodly hearts.
Goodness, it's all too much. Whatever next?
Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
It is Chinwag, and it is Sister Bang Bang here with my very special guest, Licorice Black.
Licorice Black. Oh, you can call me Licky Bleak, as one of my friends calls me. Licky Bleak.
Yeah, I know, it's like Licky. It sounds a bit rude and sexual, Licky. But it's not.
Yeah, well, I want to... I'm currently trying to come up with a logo, and one of my things is to have a Licky with a big tongue. A bit like Kiss. No, Kiss, Rolling Stones. Oh my God. Oh, I went,
I like the
references.
I love that picture of you that you've got on your profile. Well, it's that big hat.
Big hat. That's my degree work.
That dynasty hat.
My big hat.
Your Joan Collins hat.
I do like a big hat. It's now got fringing now, so I look like a giant lampshade.
A Woolworths one.
A Woolworths lampshade that, you know, I've got a little chain on the side. I get that from my mama. She's often caught wearing a little lampshade.
That could be a cha-cha theme, isn't it?
Because cha-cha has the shade.
The shade, yeah. Cha-cha boudoir, throwing the shade.
People can come as different shady objects, like an umbrella. Yeah.
There's an idea there.
Or as bang bang.
Yeah, just a shady object. Actually, let's actually move into your work and cha-cha. Now, cha-cha boudoir, phenomenal success.
What you don't really know is I'm actually the secret puppet master of cha-cha boudoir.
Are you?
Yes.
What would Anna and
everyone thinks that they're actually running it, but what happens is I'm behind them, you know, I'm the puppet master to the, you know, I'm pulling the levers. I'm not really, I'm only joking.
Puppet mistress.
But I'm officially, as customary-ish wise, I've been to every single cha-cha, which Anna and Cheddar both haven't. They've missed at least one. Anna's missed one and Cheddar's missed, I think, two. Which is quite, you know...
Shocking,
to say the least. But, myself and Danny Orson Lane, I think, who is the silent partner, not no longer, of Cheddar Boudoir, we are the only two that have ever been to every single one.
I haven't been to everybody, but I am working on it.
She's working up a good stint now.
I am, aren't I? I'm getting there. Now, cha-cha fits in with the Family Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Tell us what the Family Gorgeous is.
Well, as I said earlier, the family are quite a formidable gang, which is notoriously known to Greater Manchester Police and, you know, constantly having...
The court system.
Yes, constantly, you know, that anaphylactic is constantly pulled up in front of the court for various offences involving poppers.
Coppers or poppers?
Both. Right. Coppers with poppers. No, in all realness. Family Gorgeous is kind of quite a bit of a long one, but I'll give you the short version. So there was the Sisters Gorgeous, which involved Cheddar Gorgeous, but his name was spelt slightly differently. Anaphylactic, Grace Annie Smith, and Sheila Blige, who has hung up her heels of late, but was a very big character on the scene when I first started out. And a very formidable character, to say the least. She wouldn't mind me saying, because she was very, you know, you wouldn't mess with Sheila.
Or mess with any of you.
No. So they were a fabulous troupe that kind of worked together in things like Bollocks and a few different events around the city. And then they sort of like kind of, not parted ways, but they kind of, you know, it kind of petered off what they were doing. And then when Cha-Cha started up...
Cha-Cha being like a monthly nightclub, isn't it?
A monthly nightclub, yes, which is will be celebrating its fourth birthday this year.
which is quite exciting and scary at the same time, that it's been 4 years. Like, I can't quite...
Good innings.
It's had a very good innings, considering the only planned 5 parties.
Oh.
And we've now made it up to God knows how many it is. I can't quite work out, but a lot.
Nearly 50.
Nearly 50, yes. Which is quite incredible, to say the least. So, as that started up, I kind of wanted to get involved a bit more in what was happening on the scene. So, Anaphylactic became my drag mentor, which then became my drag mother.
Mm-hmm. And changed into drag grandmother.
Drag grandmother. Which is... Yeah. Ooh, the shade. No, of course not. She's as young as a teeth and old as a gums.
And both of them are falling out.
And both of them are false. So they became my... So Anna became my drag mother, and Cheddar became my other surrogate drag mother. So that kind of created a triangle there. And then you had a branched off with Grace being the sister. So she was like my auntie. She's my auntie monochrome.
Mm.
But Grace Annie Smith is my auntie monochrome. So Cheddar and Grace are Violet's drag parents. So I've got my sister, who is Violet. And then we have my auntie Lil and our cousin. Is she either auntie or cousin? Cousin Lil and cousin Blair, who joined us later. But so that's the seventh. What's the word for seven of us?
Septos.
Well, like an octopus that's lost a leg.
You're a septopus.
I'm a septopus. We're septopuses, which I feel might make quite a nice, interesting image.
Need of a damn cloth there, by the sounds of it.
But, technically we're like a drag collective and we work together, but we're not always at the same time. We have our weekly night now called Gorgeous Sundays, which is at Bandit Mugger and Thief. You know, a little advertisement in there.
We're coming on Sunday.
Yeah, where are you?
Me and Sister Martini. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I will welcome you with warm, open arms. Oh. I'll give you a little hint, because this will obviously go out after we've done it, but we're doing a office party, so we're going to be serving a bit of 9 till 5 realness with our typewriters.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding. So I'll be dressed as the office slag.
New there.
Nothing new. I usually am, to be fair, yes. Something like pencils in my hair, you know, that sort of thing. So yes, I will look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, so it's family. I'd love the concept of the Family Gorgeous. You really should have a website.
Oh, we really should. We discussed this for a lengthy time before we went on to recording this lovely, lovely podcast by Bang Bang. Chin waggery. and we were saying, we're kind of want to push our brand a bit more.
Mm, you should.
Yeah, be bigger. Mm. I'm thinking t-shirts, postcards, keyrings.
I can help you there.
Yeah, she's got lots of connections in the keyring world.
Mm.
Oh, she does love a badge, though. I've been meaning to do badges everywhere, but I can't find a cheap place to make badges.
We'll talk.
Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was a bit more expensive than I thought, making the
badges. Yes, it can be. This marketing business ain't cheap, love.
Oh, it ain't cheap. Mm. Well, really, I should pull in some connections, because me, Cheddar, and Greg worked at a marketing convention. No joke.
And you've also got a lot of sugar daddies.
Yes, of course, they're batting their way. I've got like 7 dwarfs, they're all after me. we worked at this, long and short story, we worked at a marketing convention for a lovely print company, run by two lovely, fabulous women, and they I think it's called The Print Company, and we basically were advertising the way that they can make tablecloths. So me, Cheddar and Grace were wearing tables around our me and Grace wore them around our waists, and Cheddar had one around his neck, and we had tablecloths on us, and we spent 2 days at this marketing convention wearing tables, essentially in drag. it was one of the strangest jobs, but one of the most fabulous jobs, because they'd never seen anything like it. You know, three drag queens parading up and down whilst everyone's trying to advertise their merchandising of keyrings and bookmarks and stuff, and where they're with these tables. Yeah, it was sometimes one of the things you get to do is quite interesting, you know, in Coventry as well. In Coventry, of all places, at a football ground. It was
miles away.
Miles away, you know. Get to go to all the glamorous places. We've been to LA.
You have, haven't you? I remember talking to you about your American tour with Cheddar.
We did. When Anna kept on falling asleep.
That's right, yes. She's like a little dormouse, isn't she?
She is. She's a little dormouse in the teapot.
Well, it's been lovely having you on, Chinwag.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, last week we've been trying to get you pinned down for, about a year now?
It's been a lot. Yeah, I've tried to avoid, like I said, this restraining order because it didn't work, but, you know, I let her in anyway. I feel there's more we can do. I feel like we need a follow-up.
I think there's a working partnership developing here, yeah. So we're meant for millions.
Yeah. We're meant, yeah, we could be the next Anton Deck, I don't know.
I always ask, Anton Deck, yeah. Let's licky and bang. Licky bang, bang, bang. Anyway. Right, finally, this is the thing I always ask every single guest on my podcast. What would you like etched into your gravestone?
Oh, thank God. Thank God she's dead. That's what I want.
Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.